Hi, this is Daniel Garb of the Movies for CulturalMining.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. The recent executive order, known as the Muslim ban, has made the lives of hundreds of thousands of American citizens and residents uncertain. So uncertain that some refugee claimants are fleeing the land of the free, seeking sanctuary across the snow-covered border in Canada. People are running away from the U.S. So whence America? Where is that country heading? Well, this week I'm looking at two movies that give a more optimistic look at life in the United States. There's a documentary about the history of black colleges and a quirky drama about the state of life in a post-industrial town. Tell Them We Are Rising, the story of black colleges and universities, directed by Stanley Nelson. Did you know that under slavery, it was actually illegal for African Americans to learn to read or to study at all? Even slave owners who could beat, sexually assault, or even murder their slaves with impunity were forbidden from teaching them to read. So it was in the best interest of the government and slave owners to keep black Americans ignorant, docile, and disorganized. But then came emancipation and the Civil War. African Americans were citizens now, and education was the most important way to rise up from slavery. The first colleges were opened based on the writings of scholars like Frederick Douglass, and like Douglass, the students were born into slavery. Earliest education efforts were aimed at skilled trades or religion, but as the movement grew, as the schools multiplied, it shifted to more academic subjects. Many of the earliest colleges were run by white people, and the students faced harshly disciplinary policies that white students didn't have. One example is Fisk College, where students were harshly segregated by sex and forbidden any social interaction or social clubs. This led to a major protest and an organized walkout until the school president resigned. But by the 1930s and 40s, the teachers and administrators were increasingly filled by blacks, many of whom had been educated at the same universities. The U.S. at the time was still strictly segregated under so-called separate but equal laws, but that meant all the best and the brightest students flocked to these universities, and they became the new middle class, with doctors, lawyers, teachers, preachers, and judges all passing through the schools, including the Supreme Court Justice Thurgood Marshall. By the 1950s and 60s, these schools had become a hotbed of black-led political movements, including sit-ins at segregated lunch counters, which were spearheaded and manned by these same black university students at these schools. So 100 years after it was a crime for blacks to read and write, the Board versus Board of Education decision in the Supreme Court promised to end segregation in schools. This also had an unexpected negative impact on the black colleges, with white universities now somewhat open to black students. There was a brain drain of some of the top applicants to the Ivy League schools. Today, there's still over 100 black colleges and universities, some thriving, others crumbling for lack of funds. Tell Them We Are Rising, the story of black colleges and universities, is the first documentary that tells the full history of this important but not so widely known institution. It's narrated by voiceovers and talking heads, both historians and former students from the schools itself. It's beautifully illustrated with period photos and film clips that touch on all aspects of the Black college life, both educational and political movements, but also social life like fraternities, sororities, sports, and music. And it was directed by Stanley Nelson, who brought us the excellent documentary, The Black Panthers, Vanguard of the Revolution. Very interesting documentary. Patterson, directed by Jim Jarmusch. Patterson, played by Adam Driver, is a bus driver who lives with his girlfriend Laura in a small house in Patterson, New Jersey. He lives a routine life, carries a lunch pail to work each morning and a notebook to write down any poems that might occur to him. He eats lunch in a tiny national park, and after work he talks with Laura over Brussels sprouts and cheese. Each night he walks the dog to a neighborhood bar and stays for a drink or two, chewing the fat with the other regulars, mainly Black people. So Laura, played by Golshifteh Farahani, is an artist who remembers her dream. She covers everything around her in rough swaths of black and white. Clothes, chairs, curtains, cupcakes, their home is her canvas. Except for Patterson's basement, where he goes to tinker with things and think. The two of them have a symbiotic relationship. He's the observer, passively taking in what he sees and hears around him. She's the dynamic one, planning their future and launching business projects that may or may not succeed. So Patterson the movie is a slice of life look at blue-collar people, but ones who play chess, discuss Dante, and read John O'Hara. Meanwhile, Patterson the town serves as the third character in the movie by his portrayal of the black and white population of that Rust Belt New Jersey city. It's actually the first North American town designed as an industrial center powered by a series of 18th century canals and mills. Jarmusch includes these brick factories and factories in his outdoor shots. What he doesn't show is the parts of Patterson with a large and vibrant Middle Eastern community. Instead, they're represented by Laura, who's played by a Persian-American actor. Patterson is also the city where Trump falsely claimed Muslims were dancing on their rooftops during 9/11. Maybe it's because I visited Patterson the town, but I was really tickled by this movie. It's a richly minimalist film that leaves you feeling good about the state of the world. Patterson opens today in Toronto. Check your local listings and Tell Them We Are Rising, The Story of Black Colleges and Universities, is the opening night feature at the Toronto Black Film Festival. Go to torontoblackfilm.com for more details. This is Daniel Garber, The Movies, each Friday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM and on my website, culturalmining.com.